Welcome back, folks. I'm Jake Ellenbogen. Today, we're going to be talking about the Rams' offensive line. We'll address the needs that they have, who could end up filling in the gaps, and what's going on with the offensive line. Before we dive into it, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Also, be sure to follow me on all social media at JK Bogan, including Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Be sure to also check this out on all podcast platforms, Jake Ellenbogen Live. You search that, and you can go and subscribe. And as always, we have our sponsor of today's show, and that is Prize Picks. Prize Picks, you sign up today, you get $50, your first lineup of $5. You're going to get $50 regardless if you win the $5 lineup or not. They have an exclusive deal on their app, of course. Caleb Williams, every single week until the end of September, you are going to get a freebie, a 0.5 yards more gimme. Caleb Williams just has to throw 1 yard. Of course, he's going to do that, even though it was a little bit of a struggle yesterday. With that said, that'll end at the end of September. If you want to get in on Prize Picks, use promo code JKBogan to get $50 on your first $5 lineup when you sign up. It's very simple. If you're wondering how to play, you just select a player. And if you like that player, you like what they're going to do, you feel good about it, then you just hit more. And if you don't feel good about their projection, then you hit less. You can do it up to 2 to 6 players in a lineup, and that's how you play. So that's Prize Picks. Download the app today. Use my promo code JKBogan to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. All right, guys. With this Rams offensive line, we have to talk about it. I'll just say this. I'll preface it real quick. I really think what happened last night was insane. Colin Cowherd said it was maybe the best win he's ever seen, or best loss by a team he's ever seen. With the Rams, I'm well aware you guys wanted to win the game. I wanted them to win the game, of course. But with, you know, Alaric Jackson suspended, Joe Nopum goes down, Steve Avila goes down, no Rob Havenstein, not really a ton of offensive line depth because you're already, you know, going into that down. I was really impressed, and I don't think it's sustainable though. So let me make that clear. What happened last night, I don't think that is sustainable. Matthew Stafford will get injured if they go through this the whole year, but let's talk about it. Starting with left tackle, we'll go left to right. Alaric Jackson will be back week 3 against the 49ers. He will be healthy, but he'll also be somewhat stale because he hasn't been playing. He wasn't getting the first team reps. He was also dealing with some injuries. So now he's suspended. That's a little bit of an issue. So left tackle, what's the deal there? Where AJ Arcuri was actually taken off the practice squad and called up for this game. And it's a good thing they did that because they lost Joe Nopum, who was playing very good early on in the game. We'll see what ends up happening with him. He left with an ankle injury, did not return. But you look at, you know, the rest and how left tackle works. If Warren McClendon Jr., who I wouldn't say was that bad at right tackle, he had his moments. It was his first start. I think he can be better against Arizona this week. If Rob Havenstein comes back at right tackle, Warren McClendon Jr., who had quite a few reps at left tackle when, you know, they had the injuries in camp, he would be the left tackle. I think he would do a decent job. So that's what we're looking at here. Does Havenstein return? If Havenstein returns this week, you can move Warren McClendon Jr. over to left tackle. With that said, left guard, Steve Avila left the game. MCL injury, it sounds like. If we're being honest here, if it's a grade 1 MCL, we're going to see him in a month. If it's grade 2 or grade 3, it could be 2 to 3 months. So that's really what we're waiting on. We don't know exactly where we are on that. Logan Bruss, of course, is depth there at guard. Then you have Jonah Jackson, who, of course, has to play guard now, and they're probably going to use Bo Limmer at center like they did last night. I like the idea of doing this, and I understood why they did this, because they wanted to have that veteran over at left guard to help out a young left tackle. And I totally understand that. Jonah Jackson was trying to help out AJ Arcuri. He helped in the run game. So that makes a lot of sense to do that. So Bo Limmer looked pretty decent, I would say, being thrown into the fire at center against that tough defensive front. So with that said, left tackle, if all signs point to, if Rob Havenstein returns, expect Warren McClendon Jr. to be the left tackle, next Sunday. I understand, you know, Arcuri was taken off the practice squad. He was not good. He went up against Aiden Hutchinson, but it was not good. He gave up 7 pressures. He had a really tough time. I like the guy. I just don't think he's meant to be thrown into the fire like that. No one really is, but that was asking a lot. They didn't have a choice, though. So Warren McClendon Jr., I think, will play left tackle this week. I think at left guard, you're going to see Jonah Jackson again. At center, you'll see Bo Limmer. The good news is those three guys were already playing on the offensive line in this game. So they have some chemistry a little bit. Obviously, moving Warren over to the left side, a little bit different than in-game when he was on the right side. Then at right guard, you guys might not have known this. It came out a little bit after, a lot after. Kevin Dotson left the stadium in a walking boot. So I have to assume, he was banged up and maybe it's precautionary, but there's a real chance he doesn't play this week if that's the case. And I believe it is the case. I mean, it was reported as such. So Kevin Dotson not playing, I think that puts only one guy really in place to start at right guard, and that is Logan Bruss. If you get Rob Havenstein back, this is how it looks. I think you see Warren McClendon Jr. at left tackle. I think left guard, you would see Jonah Jackson. Center, you'd see the rookie Bo Limmer. Right guard, you'd see Logan Bruss, who was very good in preseason. And right tackle, you'd have Rob Havenstein. If Rob Havenstein does not play, this is where it gets really tough for the Rams. This could be a problem. Nopum likely not going to play. Could be out for multiple games. We're still waiting on word there. But that means that I would say they'd have to decide whether they like Arcuri more at left tackle or right tackle, and the same thing with Warren McClendon. But to be honest with you, I think Arcuri would be back at left tackle. They would go with the idea that if we can get him all these first-team reps, which, to be fair, he hadn't had to this point, you get him first-team reps, you get him acclimated throughout the week, and then you get him prepared to start at left tackle on Sunday. Left guard would be Jonah Jackson. Then you'd have center would be Bo Limmer. Right guard would be, this is assuming Kevin Dotson can't play, would be Logan Bruss, and then Warren McClendon Jr. would be the right tackle. Now, this leaves, because think about it, if we're doing all these injuries and guys that are out, Nopum would be out in this sense. If everybody that's injured misses the game, you're without Nopum, Avila, Rob Havenstein, okay? You don't have Alec Jackson. Kevin Dotson, if he is out this week, you are down to 1, 2, 3, 4 offensive linemen on the roster, on the 53-man roster. I'm not kidding you. And the problem is, if these guys are only out for a game or two, do you want to risk, putting them on the IR so you can get that roster spot? That's the problem. See, if you put these guys on IR, they automatically will miss 4 games. But if they're out 2 to 4 weeks, you might have to. And that's a tough call. So they would be down to just those guys. Just 4 guys on their offensive line. This is why I wanted them to keep more. This is why I didn't want them to cut Zach Thomas. It all leads back to what I was saying before. Connor McDermott is on the IR. He can't return until week 5. Same thing with KT Leviston. He cannot return until week 5 on the IR. They're both designated to return, though. So they can return. So can Darius Williams and Laryl Murchison. Darion Kendrick cannot. He won't make it anyway. He's out for the year. And Trey Tomlinson cannot. Tyler Higbee is on the physically unable to perform list, so he could also return later on in the year. But sticking with the offensive line here, Alaric Jackson, getting him back week 3 is going to be everything for this team. He just needs to stay healthy. He played a pretty good left tackle last year. He gave up 28 pressures, but he only gave up 1 sack. I think he was pretty underrated. Now, if he got a little bit better as a run blocker, he'd be really good. But let me make this clear. When it comes to the practice squad, this is where the Rams are likely going to go in that direction. They might sign guys outside the organization. And to be honest with you, I think they should. I think they should be kicking the tires on 2 tackles. I would sign them both if you could. DJ Humphries and David Bakhtiari. I did a video on that. You can check it out after this video if you haven't already. Kind of breaking that all down. Bakhtiari has been elite anytime he's on the field healthy. He hasn't played since week 1 of last year. He had 30 pass protection snaps, and he gave up 0 pressures and 0 sacks in that game. So Bakhtiari has always been the guy. He's been one of the best tackles in football, all pro, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy. So do you go that route? Do you go with DJ Humphries, who has loads of experience? Do you pick him up right before the Cardinals game? Who knows? I personally would go after both of them. The guards aren't good enough. So, the guards that are available in free agency aren't like tackles. I think Charles Leno Jr., like they're tackles that could start tomorrow. Obviously, when I get acclimated, blocking scheme in general, but there are guys that are capable of starting tomorrow that are available in free agency right now. So that's what I'll say there, as opposed to for the rest of the Rams offensive line, since there's only four guys on the roster, if you include all those injuries, four active guys, if those guys are injured, well, that would put the Rams with Mike McAllister, AJ Arcuri, who's still on the practice squad. He wasn't signed in the 53. He was called up. There's a difference. Then you would have Blake Larson, a UDFA tackle, and Justin Dedich. And, you know, I think he makes the most sense. I would call up Justin Dedich. I think that, I think Dedich will be, I would definitely call him up because he can play guard. He can play center. He was great in preseason. That's the guy I would call up. I would probably sign him to the active roster, but I would be looking outside of the house a little bit, be like, all right, we need to get some more veteran presence here. I mean, this is a really young, really young offensive line. I mean, all through and through, if all these injuries are the same, are real, and these guys miss time, you know, Logan Bruss, Bo Limmer, Warren McClendon Jr. I mean, Jonah Jackson is the only guy, I think, above 25 years of age. Like, he's 27. So that's a real concern. Warren McClendon Jr., Logan Bruss, Bo Limmer, AJ Arcuri, like those guys are, you know, so I do think at some point they'll have to do that for sure. We'll see the direction they decide to go in. But right now it's not looking good for the Rams offensive line. This is the only time I've ever seen this or even close to it. And I don't even think this is necessarily doing it justice was week one of the Bills game in 2022. This is incredible. I mean, and not in a good way. Like it's not great at all. But the reason I'm optimistic is because they were able to honestly outplay the Lions despite all of this. And it doesn't look like any of these are season ending injuries. Okay. I think we're going to get Steve Avila back 4 to 6 weeks. I think you'll probably get Nopum back 4 to 6 weeks. And I think Havenstein, he might play tonight. He might play this week. I'm not going to say he does for sure, but I think he's the most likely to come back. Kevin Dotson, we know nothing about, just know the walking boot. He could very well play this week. It could be more precautionary, but there's a lot to be well aware of when it comes to the Rams. This is not foolproof or anything like that, so keep that in mind. We're going to see. We're going to see their medal. They're going to have to really, earn this thing. So that's it. I just want to do a video on the offensive line. We don't know for sure anything that's going to happen. Nothing has been confirmed except for Avila has a MCL sprain. That's it. We're still waiting on additional testing. I will make videos, go live, do all of that when we have that information. But I wanted to get this out there as an update. So appreciate you guys for watching. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Be sure to check out Prize Picks. And I will see you guys in the next video. Take care, folks. Later.
For those of you who want to support the channel further, you can go ahead and you can actually sign up and become a member on the channel and have access to all different perks. You can see here the join button right below all my videos. You can hit that. You're going to get access. 99 cents a month will get you rookie access. That's going to get you all these loyalty badges and what have you, priority reply to comments. All members will have priority reply to comments. Starter $2.99, that is going to be member shout outs. Pro Bowl is going to be auto follow back on all social media platforms. You just have to reach out to me and show me that, of course, you are a member for Pro Bowl. All Pro is members only live streams. I will be doing one a month for members only. MVP is priority call-ins. It's going to be hard to get everybody in during the season. Obviously, you will have your first crack at, you know, basically calling in to the show. And then last but not least, the Hall of Fame, which is $19.99 a month. And that is an exclusive gaming session with me monthly. So if you want to get a little bit more into the action while also helping out the channel, be sure to sign up for one of the memberships today.
Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.